sisters. I won't go back on the limb and say before January 1st, the year 2000, we should expect to see a Sunday law. But I'll get a little bit back out on that limb. Within the next period of months, we should expect to see a Sunday law. Maybe February of next year, maybe October of this year. Pray to the Lord that it's way beyond that, because the evidence is God's people are not ready. But don't ever forget that one of the main paradigms of prophecy is that it comes as an overwhelming surprise at a time period when God's people are asleep. That's where we are in Earth's history. It's rolling along and we're sleeping on. That's a rather startling understanding for me, if you understand it the way I understand it, because I think we've been instructed to study the events that are taking place around them and compare them with their words, and when we do that, we realize we're out of time. So that's the bottom line of this presentation. I hope it works in an effect on your hearts that drives you to test these things you've heard today, and if they're so, bring your life into agreement with that truth. And for those of you that have a long way to go, feel free to get up and go, but for those of you that don't and may have a question or two, now is your opportunity to fire away, although I don't know that I can answer any question.
Yeah. Where do you bring in the little time of trouble?
The little time of trouble, I've had this pointed out to me. Sister White never uses the term little time of trouble, but it was commonly understood by the pioneers and her. And the little time of trouble begins after the Sunday law in the United States. National apostasy is followed by national ruin. It's a time of mercy for those who have never known the truth.